Can you imagine how unbelievably crazy God is about you?
Welcome to Helpers of Joy, a weekly program telling real stories from Christian ladies to help bring joy to your life.
Today, I'm going to talk to you about how we can be crazy about God just as He is crazy about us. Welcome to the Helpers of Joy radio broadcast. This is Amy Sapp, and I want to share this devotion that I wrote with you. I am the wife of Chad Sapp, and we have three cute saplings, Abby, Luke, and Logan. We live in O'Fallon, Missouri, just outside of St. Louis. I love speaking at ladies' conferences and banquets. My husband and I also serve the Lord at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in St. Charles, Missouri. The title of today's program is God is Crazy About You. Who are you crazy about? Are you crazy about your husband, the love of your life? Do you remember your first date? Think about how you could not wait for the next time you saw him smile, the next love letter, the next phone call, the next text, the next date. Did your heart pitter-patter when he would walk into the room? Wow, planning your wedding, that very first kiss, the excitement of your honeymoon, the first place you would live as husband and wife, the first home you would purchase together, your first child, all of the many milestones you will share together. You love that man of yours. You are crazy about him. Are you crazy about your children? Do you remember the day you found out that you were expecting? What about the excitement of sharing the news of your pregnancy with each and every person that you knew? Remember how awesome it was to carry that tiny human in your womb? To feel every little move that baby made? Finding out the gender? Baby showers? Then to head to the hospital? Oh, how you love that baby from the get-go. Everything from rolling over to the first word to walking. You were crazy about that baby. Birthdays, broken bones, the excitement of the day that they asked Jesus into their heart, kindergarten, graduation, their first piano recital, high school graduation, college, their very first date, their wedding day, every single up or down, you are there because you are crazy about your child. Maybe it is your best friend. You have several friends, but you may have one specific friend that is a bit more special than just any friend. It could be someone that you have known since childhood. It could be a sibling, or maybe someone you have only known for a short time, and the Lord just knit your hearts together. There is a good chance that you know almost every detail of your best friend's life, everything from every special date in her life to her hardest struggles. You get excited when she is excited and hurt when she is hurting. You are there when she needs you to be because you are crazy about your best friend. What makes you crazy about someone who is special to you? You are crazy about them because you talk to them. You go out of your way to spend time with them. The people that you are crazy about are special. They hold a huge spot in your heart. You trust them with more than just the average type of trust. You love them with an unexplainable kind of love. Within the last 2 years, I have had some trials head my way. You could say that my world has been turned upside down. I tested positive for BRCA1. It is a gene that everyone carries and naturally fights cancer. My BRCA1 gene is mutant, which means it lies dormant. Because of this, I have a super high percentage rate of getting certain types of cancer. These past couple of years have taken me beyond my comfort zone and on an emotional roller coaster. When I am struggling, my husband oftentimes reminds me God has something big for the Sapp family, bigger and better than our human comprehension. The Lord trusts me with this. He trusts me to take it and run with it for His glory. I need to trust Him. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." God is crazy about me. You realize how crazy we are about certain people in our lives. God is crazy about us, unbelievably crazy in love with us, with you and with me. He loves us so much that He sent His only Son to die on the cross for us. Imagine that. That is perfect love. The Bible says in 1 John 4, verses 18 and 19, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him, because he first loved us." God has perfect love for us. He is crazy about us. We need to be crazy about him, just like you would be crazy about that special person in your life. You can be that crazy about the Lord. Even more so, spend time with the Lord. Let him be the first one you talk to in the morning and the last one you talk to at night. One of the best things about prayer is that it isn't limited to certain times of the day. Share all of your secrets with him. Hold nothing back. Read your Bible. Spend time in his word, getting to know the things that are important to him. Go to church and really listen to the preaching. Let his word speak to you. Tell others about heaven. Share his perfect love with everyone. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You should be crazy about God, because God sure is crazy about you. This is Amy Stapp, helping you help others have joy.
You can get more encouragement and read more stories from Amy Stapp and the Helpers of Joy by joining the Helpers of Joy 2 Corinthians 1:24 Facebook group, helping you help others have joy. Join the movement.